Can you hear me okay, Jason?
I can.
All right. Let's see what I got. All right, that's better there. Hello, check 1, 2, test, all right. We're talking with Jason Forsyth with the Frankfort Street Department. Jason, good morning, and thanks for being available this morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you, sir?
Doing all right. Doing all right. Great. I know you've got so much going on right now with the street department. Here in just a couple of weeks, we're going to be rolling out the trash toter for the city of Frankfort. Is everything going the way you're wanting to get there by November 1st?
Yeah, so far everything's going great. Actually, today is the first day that they're going to be delivering the new toters. They come, obviously, not put together. We'll unload those probably in the next 3 or 4 days, a little over 5,000 of those. And then shortly after that, sometime the first of the following week, we'll be getting the new trucks at the street department. Those will be in, and also about 3 crews will come in and start assembling the toters that were delivered starting today. And those will all be put together. And then the following week will be the week that we start to take those curbside. So, yeah, everything's working out pretty well. We'll have about 1,200 delivered today, I believe, and then probably another 1,200 tomorrow. So, everything's moving forward with automation. We've been stuffing some things together in a bag that will be inserted into that toter for everyone. It'll have a lot of information on it. You should be starting to receive information in your utility bill in regards to automation. So we've been throwing a lot of information out to everyone, obviously on social media, and we had our community meeting there last week and things like that. So everything seems to be going as planned. I've actually sent a couple guys over to Kokomo this week to do some training with Kokomo. They've been doing automation since 2006.
Yeah.
Got some great feedback from not only the employee, but also the Kokomo Street Superintendent yesterday, that he done a great job. And obviously, it's going to take time, getting time in the seat and spending time out on the route and things like that. But he was happy. He was working with one of their most experienced operators over there, and they had a lot of good things to say about my employee. And I've got another one going over today, and then 2 more. We'll go next week, all week, to spend some time over there. So, things are going as well as it could be. And, we're just still trying to educate and get everybody some information out there so everyone is prepared as they can possibly be when this all rolls out on October 31st.
You try to think of all the things that could or couldn't go wrong, and there will be things that will pop up, inevitably. But I think we're pointing in the right direction anyway, because in this day and age of technology, we need to use it for the safety and for cost effectiveness, if nothing else.
Right. Well, today I'm over in Logansport at a round table with probably 13 or 14 other cities in with code enforcement, but also to talk about automated trash, anything that has to do with my department, but. Obviously, what I've been able to do, there's probably 4 cities here, LaPorte, Rensselaer, that are all Wabash, that are all automated. So we've for the last 45 minutes now, and then last till noon today, bouncing questions off of each other, trying to get information from them on what they ran into at the beginning, some of the questions that they've had. I spent some time in Tipton a couple days ago I spoke to Tipton Street Superintendent a couple of days ago, trying to bounce questions off of them because them and Elwood have recently went to it. So, and obviously I take that back to my department and my people. We try to learn from it. Was on the phone 45 minutes to an hour yesterday with the Kokomo Street Superintendent, my mechanics, about preventive maintenance on the new trucks, what needs to be greased and things like that. Just some things that they ran into because they use the same type of trucks that we will be getting as well.
Yeah.
So been doing a lot when it comes to automation, and we'll do that for the next several weeks. And obviously probably 3 to 4 weeks into when we roll it out. We'll have a lot of questions, but hopefully things will settle down and we'll get things squared away and everyone will be okay with what we're doing.
I think a little due diligence now will go a long way in the future for that.
Oh yeah. It's like I said, Tipton still says they get questions. They've had it for a couple years, yeah. So there's always going to be questions, but I think the positives far outweigh the negatives. And anytime something comes up, there's always an answer for it. It may not be the best answer in the world for everyone, but there is always an answer. And we're looking forward to getting it started and making it good for everyone.
So we found out this week that the Community Crossings grant, which we knew would be coming, is going to be starting some road paving. That's going to enable us to do at least 9 projects and then 2 extra ones. And you guys are hoping to get started still later this month.
Yeah. I got the email from E&B Paving the other day that we're set on their schedule for October 24th. Obviously, that can change with contractors and things like that, but we're hoping that starts on the 24th. And yes, we'll be doing 9. We had 9 original community crossing projects, Kevin, and then we had some extra money available, and we added Taylor Street off of Walnut, between Walnut and Washington, over by the old CVS, and then also Bill Goodwin Drive that runs basically through the park between Green and Kiger, right past the Little League Diamond. It's been chewed up pretty bad. Mm-hmm. It's obviously traveled by, all kinds of people during the holiday festival lights and everyday driving, people that are attending baseball games, the Little League Diamond. It's heavily traveled, and it was something that we needed to look at. So those were 2 that we added on top of the 9 that we had already been approved for community crossing. So it's going to be between $900 and $1 million, $900,000 and $1 million worth of work that will start on October 24th. So,
very good. I guess the final thing I wanted to ask you about, Jason, was not that you have a lot of direct to do with it, but I guess you're one of the main point people with NDOT. Some good news that they're going to stay on track, and they told us a few months ago that mid to late October they would be finished with at least the west side, and it seems like that's going to happen.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of work down there. I was in a meeting with them a couple weeks ago, and a new schedule was rolled out at that time before you saw any kind of asphalt work being done down there. And in the last couple weeks, there's been a lot of paving going on down there, a lot of asphalt work being done, a lot of concrete work being done. And I passed out that schedule to the city council, gave them a copy of it. And it was a pretty cut and dry schedule, letting you know, okay, this is a section we're going to do concrete work, and it's going to be this many days from this point to this point. Same with the paving, same with even sodding and concrete work down there as well. So, mm-hmm. Been a lot of work going on down there for the last couple, 3 weeks, and we're still looking forward to. If you go out past, Esserman, that area out there, there's been a lot of improvement. I think even the barrels have been removed to the 200 West endings point, I guess. So it's a nice, smooth area out there. They're still doing a lot of work around the railroad tracks there with some concrete work. They're just past Schultz and things like that. They've done a lot of that the last couple of days, and I think they'll continue to do that today. The asphalt work, I think they still had some approach work to do at some of the side streets past Columbia, but I think the approach work at Main and Columbia is finished with asphalt. So, yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of work going on, and, we're really hoping that October 17th date is one that we can look forward to and get some relief for downtown, at least on that west end, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Anything else, Jason, you want to leave us with before we let you go?
Just in that meeting, as far as NDOT, we talked a little bit about the east end. Kevin just talked about, getting late in the year, time to pave. December 6th has been a date that's been talked about quite a bit as far as an end time for that project. I did question and ask about, obviously it's not my road, but NDOT has a definitely a much more vested interest in it than I do, but obviously December 6th, it can get quite cold by then. So there was discussion on, okay, do they go ahead and lay the surface asphalt on top, or do they go ahead and lay the intermediate asphalt, go ahead and stripe it and let people drive on it and then lay the surface down come springtime? Because I don't, in regards to a state road, it has to be striped before anyone can drive on it. That's the state law.
Mm-hmm.
And until that's done, you can't drive on it. So, you know, I just had brought up, you know, okay, are we going to be able to get that surface asphalt, or are we going to have to do something a little different and wait to get that surface on it, be able to drive, you know, over the winter time on it, on the intermediate, and then do the surface later on? And obviously temperature makes a big difference there on, you know, what you can and can't do. Sometimes, you know, if it's 40 degrees in December and they can put the surface on it, I'm sure they will. But there was some discussion with that. But mm-hmm. a lot of work going down on the east side, and I think I saw where they had some they had the sidewalks poured up to Williams recently, and were laying sod down there and watering that day that I was down there, and that's been a couple weeks ago now. So still some work to do from Williams to Hoke. Obviously, you can see that as you're traveling to Hoke, mm-hmm. looking westbound. But yeah, I think the east end's really coming together, and hopefully, like I said, that October 17th date gets us some relief downtown on the west end. So,
well, it's a pretty exciting time for Frankfort right now, and it'll be even better by the end of the year. Jason, we appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, man.